So I'll start the record now. Aha. So welcome everyone once again. I think it's nice having been here again. We took the one week break, the Easter break, and here we are again. I'm glad we all made it through. I still remain, for those of us just joining us for the first time, I still remain Benedict Nnemeka Udeh, and this is Wikidata Hospital. This is day 5 of our project. Like, this is like the final live session for that project. And I'm so excited because I can remember when we started the project. It's like, in fact, putting the project together was a huge task. Like, I was thinking, like, how are we going to break it down and all that. But lo and behold, we are in the final lap. So today we won't be teaching anything new. Today we'll just do more of discussion, basically. So discuss on, we'll be looking at what we've done, where we're coming from, what we've done so far, where we are right now, and then we'll be looking at what to expect in the future. So we'll all discuss this, and at the end, at the end of the day, we'll all see how our talk, we'll all be the judges for our top winners. We'll see who is our top winners, we'll just go through them, and then we'll announce the top winners for the contest we had. So we'll discuss all that today, and hopefully we'll be able to do that within 1 hour. So yeah, welcome everybody again. And so far today, discussion, where are we starting from? Wikidata Hospital, like I said, this project was really brought together because of the whole COVID period we noticed that the hospitals that are in Wikidata are not much as regards to hospitals in Nigeria, and so that prompts the whole idea of coming up with this project. The project was to see how to add more content about Nigerian hospitals. So to put out those contents, realizing that if we don't do that, if we don't put those contents on Wikidata, then nobody else will do it for us. We're not expecting somebody in Japan, for instance, to be adding the hospitals in Nigeria. The likelihood of that happening is very slim. So we're also not expecting somebody from anywhere else in the world to add our own content. So it all boils down to us ourselves adding those contents. So at the end of the day, we came up with this project, and then we tagged it Wikidata Hospital. So, and mind you, the Wikidata itself is a project like we discussed on our day one. We discussed about, well, for those of us that heard Wikidata for the first time during the course of this project, we discussed about it. We discussed about the Wikimedia movement, where we said Wikimedia movement is just all about trying to share free knowledge content that breaks down barriers in terms of language barriers, in terms of say you need a copyright issues, you don't need all that. So the movement, being part of the movement, is you putting out educational content, putting out valuable content that somebody else out there can just easily use without having to think about all those copyright issues and all the language barriers and all that. So that is what the Wikimedia movement is all about, as we discussed on our day one. And then the Wikidata, being a product of the movement, being a product of Wikimedia Foundation, was a platform, or is a platform, that enables us to contribute free knowledge, free educational content, and also enables those that are making use of those content, which can still be me and you, to have access to this free content. Also realizing the fact that the foundation itself that came up with the whole movement cannot do all the job themselves. So they needed volunteers, they need, they need people like you, people like me, to be adding this content, because that's the only way we can achieve the goal of having an Igbo content in Wikidata and Wikipedia and the rest, having a Yoruba content, having an Igbo content, having an Idoma content in the wiki space. So that is basically what, so the Wikidata there is just like that platform, one of the platforms, one of the products of the project that we're done to channel those, to do the, what they call it, the for the Wikimedia movement itself to achieve the goal. So having said that, so said how we came about the project, and also have discussed about what the movement was all about that enabled us to even think about this project in the first place. So so we went further to start, when we started the project, we went further to, so that's when we did the whole flyers thing and advertised it. And then some of us that have attended my previous projects were able to get in touch with you, and then you part of the project. For those of us that just joined, that joined during the course of this project, I want to say again, welcome to the Wikimedia movement. Welcome, welcoming you for being part of the movement as well. And yeah, so sorry, let me just share a screen. So we created a, for the project itself, we created a project page, a landing page, where for those that want information about the project, you could just go to the landing page and then you could see a breakdown of the project, what the project is all about. I think let me just share my screen so that we'll just be looking at, we'll see the landing page. Okay, so created, this was, well, I don't know if you can all see my screen. For those, if you can see my screen, the share screen. So this is the, we are, for those of us that have been, that are not joining us today, those of us that have been with us, which I think almost everybody online right now, we're familiar with this landing page. So this is our project page where we talked about the project as a whole, what the projects, what we're planning on doing for the projects, what the whole editathon, call it editathon, what it is all about. And then there's a breakdown of the project, the background of the project, the scope of the project. And then also we had the timeline and everything for the project, as well as then we went on to add, we started the main project itself. First, we started with introducing, now day one was introduction of Wikidata and the Wikimedia movement, and then the Wikidata Hospital, which is the project. So, and then our day two, we started doing the business of the day, which was to add content, to add hospitals. So we all learned how to do that, how to add content, how to add Nigerian hospitals into Wikidata. So we learned that on the day two. And then on the day three, so these were all the hospitals we added, which we were able to add. And on day three, we saw how, on the first, in the day two, we just added like, I think three properties. We concentrated on three properties, adding three properties of each of those items. And so for the items we added, I think, if I can remember correctly, we added the item label, of course, the instance of coordinate location, and then the country. So we added that for all these items, for all the hospitals here. And then day three, we went further to learn how to add, how to improve an already existing item on Wikidata. So day two, we learned how to add a new item to Wikidata. Day three, we learned how to improve those data. So you see how to improve an already existing item. So then we went further to improve what we added the previous week. So we improved that by adding, by completing the information we have at the moment out there. So we added that, kudos to all of us. On day four, what we did was to now say, okay, let's take a break from adding content, and let's see how to use Wikidata itself, how one way of using Wikidata. And then we discussed about the how to make queries on Wikidata. So we did like more or less like a brief intro, a brief overview of how to make queries using Sparkle programming language. I think that's day three. Some of us had a bit of an issue with the whole programming because it was a bit technical. And then I was having some on the WhatsApp platform and also my WhatsApp private chat. Some of us were complaining about the technicalities of the session, that it was too technical and all that. But like I said, like I advised, that last week's session was basically just to introduce, just to show us what we can do with Wikidata. So it wasn't really about you learning how to make the query on Wikidata, but just understanding that you can do this on Wikidata. You can use Wikidata this way. So last week, basically, we just saw that we could actually use Wikidata. That Wikidata is a DB, is a database. So we saw that, and that was what we did last week. And today being the final day, we're just looking at our journey so far. So I've basically talked about where we're coming from and what we have done so far and where we are right now. So right now we are in our day, we're on day five, our final day of the project. We'll be rounding off, we'll be announcing the winners for the contest. Oh, I forgot to mention, I think we kicked off the contest on day two, where we spoke about the contest on adding on the highest, we said we're looking at the highest, the top three editors, the top three individuals, volunteers that will be adding more content than the rest. So we kicked off the contest on day two of the live session, and we're supposed to close that contest on day three, I think, or day four. But we decided to extend the contest to today, to the end of the session, so that we'll end the session as well as the contest the same day. So I think to that effect, I think everybody gave, those that were online gave kudos to that on the decision. So we went ahead with the decision. So where we are today, like I said, last day of the session. So basically we are looking at everybody having, is more or less to have a discussion. First off, I want to start from challenges we've had during the project. So I want to be throwing out the question. Let me stop sharing my screen. So I want to throw out the question, like those of us, especially those of us that were not able to make edits to add content to Wikidata to participate fully on the project itself. I would like to know what are the challenges you had, what issues did you have, or what made you not contribute, like, so we'll know and then we'll learn from there. So the floor is open, please. Like I said, today's session is just, I want it to be more of a discussion rather than me just talking. So yeah, the floor is open, please. Feel free to mute yourself and then write on. So not just that, like even if you added one or two, made one or two edits, the question I'm trying to ask is, do we, in making edits on Wikidata, in adding content on Wikidata, did we face any issue whatsoever, or are we even currently facing any issue? The other question would be, what do you think should be done? What do you think we should do if we should have a project similar to this again? What do you think we should do to improve that project, to make the project more of a success? Sorry, the floor is open, everybody. Feel free to just unmute and then talk. Okay, now I'm beginning to feel like nobody's hearing me. Can we all hear me? You can use the chat session if you don't want us to hear your voice. You can use the chat session. Oh, thank you, Wilson. Wilson is saying we've done a great job. I think some of us are complaining. Some people already on the WhatsApp platform are complaining that network is having issue. They're having issues logging in. And I'm seeing some are logging in and going out, but I think network has been playing, it's been crazy. I think that's one of the issues that we've had during this project. So I'll start, let me start by the issues we've had personally. I feel the issues we've had majorly has been network. So, but that has been out of my hands. So to combat that issue, I think what we've done, what we've tried to do is to record every session and then upload them on our project page. So those who had issues or who their network wasn't stable when they were during the live sessions could easily just go there and watch the videos. And but the I think we had only one issue where, I don't know if we had that issue at all during the course of this project, where the admin, my network disappeared or something. But so far, I think the network has somehow been a little bit fair to me personally for not going off. And I'm praying it doesn't go off today. I don't jinx it today. And then for those of us that had network issues, I think that was one of the issues we've had. And really thought hard on how to mitigate that, but there is no, since I'm not a network provider, I don't think there's a way I myself can do that. But I think the best we could do was to just record the session and then paste it on our project page, and you could go on and look go through the project. So that's one issue I think we had. So I don't know, have anybody, the floor is open, like I said. If you've had any issues that you think that, or any comments concerning the project especially, that you think that, okay, that this is the challenge you're having, this is why you couldn't make edits, this is why you didn't join the, is it because of the contest or something? Okay, I think on the chat session, some of us are using chat session. Wilson is saying, I personally feel like you have done a great job, Chief. I especially like the consistency with keeping to time. Oh, thank you for that kudos for the project. Like, you know, we have to keep to time because, yeah, and I think the idea for keeping to 1 hour is because we know that if we go past, we're trying to, so most of us are coming to this project. Most of us, this is the first project they are on the wiki space. So this is their introduction project for most of us. And so it requires some re-teaching people. And when you're teaching somebody a new thing, I think personally I've seen that we've come to realize that if you go past a certain amount of time, the diminishing return, the curve just shows that that person at some certain stage will stop paying attention at some certain time. So we try to maintain the 1 hour thing. So I will confess, to be honest, I think at some point, either on our day two or three, we went way past time. So like I said, we're not perfect, but we try as much as we can to see how to just do that. And so far, I think, thank you very much, Wilson, for giving us kudos on that. I appreciate you guys also for your understanding for the days we had to go past those 1 hour. Joseph is saying, I feel everything is perfect, but you should try and adjust the timing of the session when there is big games for football. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was about discussing this. So basically, I would like to hear our opinion. So we have another project coming up. What particular time would you prefer? Like, I want to hear, please, everybody feel free to, if you can't say it by unmuting, use the chat session. Let me get, it's more or less like, I need your feedback from you guys. Do you think our timing, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday is fine, was okay or was better? Or do you have issues like Joseph is complaining here that, or is saying here that, the timing clashes with football. Of course, I'm a football lover and I understand what he's saying completely. When he says, like, currently, I'm a Manchester United fan, and then Man U is currently playing with Tottenham, which is a big game, you know, and then we're doing this. So I understand what you're saying, Joseph, but, like, when is the best time? Because I look at it, and then on Sunday, most of us don't go to work, don't go to, it's more or less our leisure time when we have our time for rest. So most times you could afford to do things like to attend events like this, attend, you know, when you're back, for those of us that are Christian, when you're back from church, you have time to rest, and then 5 p.m. you can now start attending, you can just attend, like I said, it's just 1 hour, so we'll try to do the whole 1 hour thing, and then you can attend that. So that's basically the reason behind the 5 p.m. Sundays. We're contemplating between Sunday and Saturday, but Saturday also, football matches are still there. And also, some people still go to work on Saturday. So some people work from Monday to Saturday and then have just Sunday to rest. So we have to factor them in also into this. So basically that's why we picked the Sunday 5 p.m. But just, let me know, how many of us share the same concern with Joseph? Hello, are we together? Oh, okay, Wilson is saying that he likes the timing. But I'd love to hear from rest of you. Black, I don't know if you're hearing me. Is the timing okay? Say we have for future events, for future projects, do you think 5 is better? Okay, Black is also saying he believes the timing is perfect. Anytime later or earlier than this is really, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. So Black also is supporting the 5 p.m. Chinaza is also supporting the 5 p.m. I think everybody's saying 5 p.m. was fine or is better. So Joseph, I think you're the outlier here. Even Mark is saying 5 p.m. is better. So I think for future projects, like I said, we'll discuss about that maybe towards the end of the session. Of course, majority should carry the vote. Of course, majority should carry the vote. Like, 5 p.m. is better. And basically, I think for the reasons I've just stated out, I think it actually works perfect. It's just unfortunate that it clashes with some of the major matches, clashes with football, but there's no other time that you could have picked that would work. So we just have to sacrifice 1 hour. Remember, it's just our sessions are usually 1 hour. Speaking of 1 hour, I'm looking at the time. Usually just 1 hour. So having said that, so what else is, let me know, like, I need to hear from you guys. What else do you think was a challenge during the project from you guys? I want to hear from your end. I basically discussed from my end what I felt the challenges were.
Mr. Benedict.
Yes, Mr. Black.
Yeah, I don't know. There was a day after the second meeting, I tried referring a friend.
Okay.
So it was, I actually had to create an account, a Wikidata account for him, but his IP address was actually blocked. And mine, I tried creating with my phone, it was still blocked. So the guy got pissed off What could be the cause of that? What could be the cause of that, please?
To be honest with you, Black, I saw that challenge as well. I also tried creating for someone, and then a person was having issues creating from their end. So I just told the person, okay, come over to my place. Let me see if I could do that for you. And the person came, and I was trying to create for that person, and it was showing me the same thing that you had. But the workaround for that, I think it's just a Wikidata issue. I don't think anybody, personally, I've not raised, I think I have to even, I thought of raising the issue to the global community, but somehow I escaped my mind. Thank you for reminding me. I'm going to raise that again. But I think the workaround for that is to register with any other Wikimedia project. Personally, I prefer you register with even the the Meta Wiki, the Wikimedia page itself. I think I shared the link here. Let me see if I can just go pick up the link again. So you can just register from there rather than just going into Wikidata to sign up or create accounts. You could easily just go from any other Wiki project. By Wiki project, I mean the either Wikipedia or Wiki Commons or Wiktionary, any of the Wiki projects that, that you feel comfortable with to go there. Or with this, let me just pick the general. Let me see. Just a minute, guys. The meta page that you can also use to sign up. Okay, let me paste it on the chat session. Yeah, it's posted on the chat session. So you could go there, you could tell your friend, like, you could go there and then register. What's the beauty about the whole, the Wiki space is that once you've created an account in, what's it called? Once you create an account with any of the projects, you can use that same account, you can use the same detail to log into any project, any of the Wiki projects. So, Mr. Black, I think that's the quick fix to that issue.
Okay, yes, sir.
I think I experienced that too, so I completely understand what you're saying.
No problem. I'm grateful. Thanks.
Wilson is saying also there's a limit to the number of accounts that can be created under one IP address within a given time. Okay, I think Wilson is trying to address the issue. He's saying that there's a limit to the number of accounts that can be created under one IP address within a given time. I don't know how. I, personally, like I said, I've not researched on that. I've not even asked them on that. But I know some people, like the person I'm saying, actually tried for the very first time. So it's not like they've used their own IP. But then you know again how the IP works. If you understand how IP works, you know how the whole everybody's system has. It's kind of like there's a local IP and then there's a global IP. That's the whole networking issue of its own. But like basically, the fix basically is just to go through that route, go through the signing up in any other Wiki project, and then just log in to come back to Wikidata and then log in and then do your edits or create or use Wikidata if you want. Not just doing the edit, but you could also use Wikidata. So yeah, thank you, Black, for that. Any other issues? Did any other person get any issues concerning the project? Any issues that made anybody not to participate fully during the course of the project? The floor is open, please. Let's just discuss. Like I said, discussion time. So issues, what would you like to see improved on the project? Like, what would you like to see? How do you think, where do you feel we went wrong in any way that, or you feel we would have done something else better to aid your contribution on Wikidata more, especially those that were not able to make any edits? Was it because you came late to the project, or what was the issue? Like, I would love to hear from us. Come on, guys, you can do this. You can use the chat session, you can use the can use the chat session, and we can unmute our mics and then talk like Black just did. Is anybody with any issues whatsoever? So having said that, while we're waiting, while you're thinking about the challenges you had, I think we'll just go forward to discuss on, I think I should just leave the contest to the last, and so discuss on what we are hoping to do next. For for this, like I said, when we started the project, the WhatsApp group we have was very, I think we, some of us used those WhatsApp groups very well, like when we had questions and also to keep pace on the editing itself. So which was wonderful. So during our first day when we started the session, we said we're going to be terminating the WhatsApp group at the end of the project. But we have a quick rethink about that. And then, so this is the thought process. We're thinking, okay, why terminate the project, on WhatsApp group, the project? Why not leave the group chat open? Say we have a future, because we're expecting to have, we're not expecting this project to be our last project. We're expecting to have more projects. So it's more like building our own community as well. So I want to know what we all think. I want to take our opinions on this. Personally, I feel like leaving the project open, the WhatsApp group open, but I want to hear from us, or do we feel the same way, or do you feel we should terminate the project? And then what's your take on it? Sorry, terminate the WhatsApp group when we're done with it. Oh yeah, Wilson is saying that's a great idea, and okay, mentorship should be included, please. Oh, of course. The aim of the WhatsApp group, like I said before, I keep saying this on the WhatsApp group, like there is no such thing like as a stupid question concerning Wikidata. As long as the question is about Wikidata, is about the Wikimedia movement itself, even if it's Wikicommons, as long as it's about the Wikimedia movement, you could ask your questions, whatever questions you want to ask on the WhatsApp group. So see it like it's more or less like the mentorship program we had for this project. So those that had issues, we tried as much as we can to sort them out before our live sessions. Even the weekly challenges, challenges we had, we told everybody, those that were not able to meet up with the challenges, we'll help them work around it from the WhatsApp platform there. So I think, WhatsApp platform there serves as a great mentorship platform for we to be able to reach. Say you will, because it's not expected that when we end the event that you will not contribute data to Wikidata again. Of course, the idea is to bring you into the movement and have you as a volunteer that will be adding content to Wikidata itself, to add Nigerian content specifically itself to Wikidata. So basically, it's bringing you into the Wikidata community. So the group there is just more or less like a mentorship. Black is saying, as long as irrelevant content won't be posted on the group, I'm okay. To be honest with you guys, I must give kudos to you guys all. You guys are awesome. Like, since the creation of the WhatsApp platform, I don't think anybody has dropped any of those irrelevant content or irrelevant messages. I think we have all been matured enough. Like, kudos, I give you guys kudos. I know how many WhatsApp group I'm in. I know how funny it is when you just see one, all of a sudden you just see one message from nowhere. Those that say 4 to 10 people through that. And like some irrelevant messages just coming from nowhere. But we've been able to maintain sanity on the WhatsApp platform. And for me, like, to be honest, it's not my doing. I think it's the doing of all of us. Like, we've been so mature on the WhatsApp platform. We've been maintaining the friendly space policy. And that, I must give kudos to you guys for doing that. Everybody on the WhatsApp platform treats each other with respect. And that, I must encourage, if we're to keep the WhatsApp platform alive, we must still adhere to the wiki, to the friendly space policy, which there will be no, I think maybe towards at the end of today's event again, I'll be posting for those who missed it the first time, I'll be posting the friendly space policy so that everyone will go through it, see the rules and the do's and don'ts on the WhatsApp platform, so that you don't just wake up and start sending maybe religious messages to the platform and then has nothing to do with Wikidata or the Wikimedia movement in itself. So Like I said, kudos to you guys. I totally agree with Black on this. As long as we keep maintaining the maturity we've been putting out, we keep maintaining the sanity of the group, I think the group should also be allowed to leave. Okay, Mark is also saying no need of terminating the WhatsApp group since we are trying to build our own community. Exactly my point. So we're trying to build a Wikidata community. Mind you, there is other communities in Nigeria. As of today, I think to the best of my knowledge, Nigeria has four user groups, Wikimedia user groups, like the Wikimedia as a whole user group, there are four. So we have the Igbo Wikimedia user group, we have the Hausa Wikimedia user group, we have the Yoruba Wikimedia user group, and then we have the Nigeria Wikimedia user group. So these are the four user groups we have, to the best of my knowledge right now, that we have. So you could also, having these our own community here, these Wikidata platform, is not derailing from the user groups, no. You can still be part of the user group, but we're trying to build a community that will just solely focus on Wikidata. So that's why I think we should allow the group to leave, so that we'll be able to build that community up, and then also be able to have a say on the Wikidata platform, on the Wikimedia movement itself. So I think that's basically for the user group itself. So I think that's why I am of the strong opinion that we allow the user group stay alive. So for those of us that are not on the WhatsApp platform, I highly encourage, today being our last day for this live session, I highly encourage us to join the WhatsApp platform. I think I'll be sharing, let me pick the link and share it to us all. I'll be sharing the link, maybe if not now, let me just pick the link and share again for those that are not on the platform yet. So you could join, but I think almost everybody here on the platform. But if you're not on the platform, I'll be sharing the link now so you can join the WhatsApp platform. There we'll be communicating. So we have subsequent projects. We'll be using this platform to communicate. If you're having issues, you don't even have to wait for a project. If you're having issues, maybe you're trying to add content and then you're having issues doing that, you're having challenges doing that, you could easily just message on the WhatsApp platform. And then even if it's not me that's going to respond, somebody else will respond to you. It could be you, it could be, say, Black, it could be Mark, it could be Wilson, it could be Carol, it could be anybody else that could respond. It doesn't necessarily mean that I will respond to it. But of course, if I see it, I'll try as much as I can to respond. And if there's any issues that we see that is a global issue, obviously we'll then take the issue to the global community and then try to resolve that as well. So this is the WhatsApp platform I just posted it on the chat session there. So having said this, so moving on, like I said, I'm looking at actually doing, at the end of this project, I'm looking at maybe taking a break, and then maybe if we're going to do another project, I'd still look at trying to see how to combine Wikicommon and Wikidata. So Wikicommon, for those of us just hearing that for the first time, is also another product of the Wikimedia movement, of the Wikimedia Foundation. We're going to be looking at, I'm trying to see if we can fuse them together. And the idea right now, maybe not solidify later, it's to see how to continue to do like a version 2 of this Wikidata hospital. But this time around, having us take pictures of, see how we can take pictures of the hospitals themselves. Maybe not necessarily going to the hospitals, you could take pictures of the, of the hospital gate, of the hospital environments and all that, and see how to upload it and then add it also to Wikicommons and then push it to Wikidata. See how to play with that link. So that's what is on my head right now doing. So that's the next project I'm looking at. Well, We've not really thought fully, we've not had a full discussion on it, but I'm just giving us a hint of what to expect. So we might just have a little break before we dive, before we do that project. So but just let me know, guys, do you think that that would be a good idea? Do you think something you would like to be a part of? If something you'd like to be a part of, just let me know here on the platform as well. And also, if you have any other content you feel we should that we don't have, especially since we're focusing on the Nigerian content on Wikidata, if you have any content that you feel that Wikidata is not covering enough for Nigeria, let us know. We can organize an editathon. We can look at how to do an editathon for that. Having said that, still looking at my time. So far we've discussed on where we're coming from, where we've done so far, where we are at right now, and then we'll discuss what to expect. Basically, now what I just finished saying now is what to expect in the future. So having said all these, I think it's time to go to our contest. Let's talk about our contest. So we had a contest, like I said, and the contest was basically to say the top three. We said, okay, how do we reward you for editing? Not reward per se, but how do we encourage you, basically, that's the right word, for being part of this editathon. So we came up with the whole contest thing. And now the contest was to pick, okay, for those that contribute, those that go the extra mile to contribute data into Wikidata, to contribute content, to add content to Wikidata. So we said, how are we going to do that? So we said, okay, we're going to organize this contest, and the contest, we're going to just pick the top three editors, and then we're going to give them a ShopRite gift voucher. That is it. So basically, the platform now the question now comes in, how are we going to judge those that contribute the highest? And in Wikidata space, there is a way of doing that. So we could see how much data you've contributed. And I shared the link to us where we're seeing what the work we've done. Let me just open it up here so I'll see it. Just a minute, guys. I want to share my screen. Let's see. Okay, before I talk about that, I've already started talking about it, so let me just stick with it. I'm trying to share the screen, guys. Sorry, having a bit of a lagging issue. Let me know if you can see the screen now. So the target, like I said, for the project is, I forgot to mention this. Our target was to edit at least add 50 items, edit 50 hospitals, Nigeria hospitals, add 50 hospitals to Nigeria, to the Wikidata database. And we ended up, I'm so excited because we surpassed that target by almost four times, in fact, even more than four times. Because now, if you look at this chart here, you see that the items we created, in this case, all our items are hospitals, were 99. We created new items, 99 hospitals. And then we also improved 118 items. So we didn't just work on 99 items, we improved 118. So at the end of the day, the items we worked on, if you put them together, they should be around, I think, 200. My math might be failing me right now. I think roughly 227, if I'm not wrong, 227 items as regards to the 50 we had as a target. So this is a major, major success for me. I think it's a major success for the project. We did wonderful. I'm so excited. We did a total edit of 1,600. That is 1,600 total edits, basically on the card, on the different items, different properties we're adding, different things we're adding. Guys, we did wonderful. Our references, we added 834 references. Now, people have, the number of views we've gotten from those articles that we've edited is around 2,590. So your work here, as you're doing it on your system at home, somebody in UK is seeing it, somebody out there is seeing it. That is the beauty of the whole wiki space. That is the beauty of the Wikimedia movement. That's the beauty of Wikidata as a whole. So this we have been able to achieve. Now to see the contest, how many our editors, we had a number of editors, we have 21 editors, but like I said, some of us did not contribute. We're not able to make edits. I was hoping that I would learn the reason, some of the reason why we were not able to do that. So far, I don't think anybody has shared why they are not able to make edits, participate in any of the edits. I'm still open to hear from you guys. Maybe use the WhatsApp platform, maybe if you don't feel comfortable using the platform right now, the Zoom platform here. You could use the WhatsApp platform as well. Tina, I can see you raising your hand. Do you have a question or comments?
Can you hear me?
Clearly.
Okay, I was trying to say, is it those that didn't do edits at all? For me, I belong to the class. I tried, but I know I would have done better, but time was my constraint, basically.
Okay, so like I was asking the question initially, when you say time was a constraint, what exactly do you mean? Like you didn't have, you were busy with work that you could not do it, or like, let me understand so I will know. And the reason why I'm asking this question is just to see how to make
Okay, it's a personal challenge then, because okay. I was, most time when I have the time, when I just try to go in, I'll see that people have finished everything. So I know it to be stressful for your own part, but I wish maybe something, I don't know, people would have done it in a way whereby we go to pick up, and at least maybe if we're assigned that I picked up one or I was assigned one, when you finish it, you tell and you are assigned another one. I guess it might have made the person to work with time.
Okay. That's a nice one. I think, to be honest, I also thought about that, but thank you for bringing this up, because...
But sometimes you go there and it's like...
Yeah, everything is done.
So the little time I have within the week, when I peep in and I see that everything is like done, and later I start hearing that.
I get your point exactly. So I think subsequent projects, the idea that is coming to my mind to see how to mitigate that issue will be probably when we create a list of items. We also create room that if you can, like in terms of this hospital now, you could go and pick the hospital of your choice, make edits, but just come before you start making edits, come and add it to, since we all know how to edit the project page itself, you could come down and then add it to the project page, and then we're seeing that you're working on it. I think that will solve it. Yeah, nice one. Thank you very much. So going back to what we are saying on the contributions people made. So we have Obie Zilo, we have Udebi, which is myself. We have if I massacre your name, I'm an Igbo boy, but I think this is an Igbo name and I can't pronounce it. Martin Emere. Okay, yeah, Martin Emere. Martin Emere is here, and then. This is let me just copy the link. I will share the link so that we can all see it. So basically, just to, I think we're going past time again. Yeah, well, today I can be forgiven. Today is the last day. So let me just share the link so that we all see this as I'm saying it. Let me just paste the link to this. I shared this link, I think day two or three of our live session, I shared it on our WhatsApp platform. So those that missed it, you can still look at it and then see your performance as well. I'm trying to pick, I don't know if the chat session is not coming up, but I'll share the link later on. Now this is what we'll be looking at. So in the heading here, I don't know if you can all see me or see this thing I'm highlighting here. This is, the first part is the name, the assigned article. So basically, we didn't assign any article to anybody. We left the item we left the items for you to go and pick it yourself. So basically there was no assignment. You see that here, all here is empty. There was no assignment. There's no review in here. And then because we didn't assign, so we couldn't do that. And then the recent edits, I know some people were calling me and like they were like that they made edits, but they could not see it anymore. They were seeing zero. That what happened. And so we were seeing that if we look at this part here, the part where you see zero and all that, it's just reset edit. You just check, I think it's a 1 week period. The edit you made within the week. So it's your most recent edit. So that's what not where we'll be focusing on for the course of this challenge. What we're focusing on is on this next column here, the characters added, the number of characters you added to Wikidata. You could go on and read what that simply means. And here it says the total amount of content a user has added to this namespace, calculated by adding up the added characters for all edits that increased page size. This number doesn't necessarily reflect the amount of new content the user added. Restoring removed contents will also increase these total. Basically, this just gives you what this column is all about. And so that's what this column, and that's what we'll be picking to make our, to pick our winners for the contest. So if you look at it, I think, did this thing just change? Okay. I think Otunwachinemere has a total of 186,692 characters added, which is, I mean, super great. And also Anthony Joseph also has 461,389 characters added, which is wonderful. Like, which is you guys did great. Like, you guys did wonderful. Obviously, you know, added I think 20,069 characters. Let me see if I'm picking this well. Who again? Have I missed anybody? Hesiomi, you did not add any content. Basically, I would really love to get the feedback from you. If there was any issues you had, why you couldn't do that, why you couldn't add content. Did you miss the first session or the second session or the third session? Because I think we had three sessions on how to add content. So did you miss any of that? Is that a reason why you didn't add content, or is it a personal reason? Maybe just share it with us so that we'll be able to improve on our next project. I think same thing applies to Zekirimos Musa also, O1. Sorry, I'm muttering your name. That also, even Afolabi as well. Engineer Henry added 5,144 characters. Michael, Sam, I think both of you two, please, I want to get feedback from you. What happened? Why weren't you able to add content? Was it difficult for you? Just let us know, give us the feedback so we'll be able to improve. I really appreciate that. Emma Berry, added a total of 18,256. Alberto Black added 99,966 characters. Great, kudos to you, Black. I think I will murder this name. This name, I'm just highlighting here. Let me not murder it. I need to click on it. She added, where was I? Yeah, she added, okay, she also did not add any content. Please, if you're online right now, let me know if you had issues, why you didn't. Let me know so that we'll be able to work from and improve on our subsequent projects. Silas added a total of 2,472 characters. Kudos to you. Ibrahim, you also did not add any content. Tell us why. If you're having issues, please let us know. Mark added a total of 283,080. Whoa, this is great. Like, you did very great. Kudos to you, Mark. Ojunugwa added 1,910 to the item. Obrezi did not add any content. Please let us know why. African Liberian added 80,803. Great. Kudos to you. Thank you for adding content. Carol Kears, you also did not add any content. Please let us know what was the issue. Let's still work with that. Tinaza, you added a total of 14,562 characters. You did wonderful. Even with the time constraints you complained of, you're able to add something. Probably much appreciated. And this is me. I also added. I added a total of 47,950. So, having said all this, I think so far, I think we have 283,000 here. I saw 283,000, or 200 and something thousand again. Or was it 400 and something thousand? Oh, we have 400 and something. So I think from this, we can all agree with me that the winner for this session, for this, the top three, our number one winner is Anthony Joseph. And then after Anthony Joseph, before, I think, Mark. And then Mark, Mark also is the second winner. And then third is Timachiku Otunwatinemere. You added 186,000. Let me see if there's anyone that came close to that. Sorry. Just checking to be sure to see if anyone. Did I miss anyone? Okay, this is 99,000. Okay, so our top three are Joseph Anthony, Otsu Wanchinemerem, and Makuku Bobi or something, Mark, basically. Three of you, congratulations, guys. You guys are the top three. I'll be reaching out to you guys. I'll be sending you your ShopRite gift vouchers. Congratulations to us all that everyone that added content. I just shared that chat, that page to us, so we'll see. So Joseph, you're the first. Joseph Anthony, you're the first. Mark, you're second, and then so congrats, guys. Having said all these, I don't know if anybody has any other thing to add, but please let me know if you have anything to add. Like, we've agreed, I'll be keeping the WhatsApp platform open, so we'll be communicating to us or if you have any subsequent projects. And also, don't wait for us to have projects before you make edits. Let's keep doing editing content. Let's keep adding content. Let's keep the fire burning, guys. I'll also be sharing, I'll be sharing links to other user groups so that you can be a part of the global user group. So you can be a part of the, both. I'll be sharing the link of the Nigerian user group, Wikimedia user group, and the Igbo user, Wikimedia user group. For those that speak Igbo and know how to write Igbo as well, or those that are not interested in Igbo, you could join the Igbo Wikimedia user group. Those that are in Hausa, that speak Hausa or understand Hausa, or wants to knows how to write Hausa, you can join the Hausa Wikimedia user group. Likewise for Yoruba. So I'll be sharing all the links. I'll try to, right now I have the link to that of Nigerian Wikimedia user group and Igbo Wikimedia user group. But I'll see how to get that of Hausa and Yoruba as well. I will share them on the WhatsApp platform, so you could be a part of that as well. So that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go off the Wikidata user group. I think I'll just have to change the user group, basically, Wikidata community. So I think I'll just rename our project, maybe from Wikidata Hospital to Wikidata something. I'll just think about something, and then you can let me know on the WhatsApp group what you think we should just rename the group to. Having said that, I think we should take, before we end the session, I would love to take one more picture. Remember the routine, one picture before and after. So let's take a group photograph. Turn on, yeah, of course, I'll do that. The attendants. But turn on the camera, let's take pictures. Let me, before I turn on the camera, let me stop the recording for those of us.